man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field.
Welcome to our show, folks.
I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on May 29th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour. We are live, and you're welcome to participate in 800-313-9443. This is our Friday show. We skip Saturdays and come back with a two-hour show on Sunday. So Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And hello to all you people out there who are listening via TalkStream Live. Thank you very much for making this part of your listening experience. Last night, I mentioned that Donald Trump is adding 100,000 new followers every day. Well, not last night, not yesterday. He added 200,000. Yesterday he was at 80.4 million followers, and today I open it up and here he is, 80.6. The man is unstoppable. Doing everything right with what's going on. I don't want to spend this whole show talking about a non-story. But there is a story here that is in Minneapolis, which is just down the street from me, pretty much. It's the nearest big city to where I'm sitting right now. And whenever any troubles come to my little town, they usually originate Minneapolis. People coming from there. The national media has managed, this is a scary thing, they have managed to take one guy who was choked out in an improper hold by a cop, choked out and then died of that, or so we presume. That is now the biggest story in the world. Now, this is a question I've asked before. What's wrong with this picture? Is that the biggest story in the world? They say, well, there are people rioting and burning down the whole blocks of Minneapolis. That's a huge story, Kelso. Well, wait a minute. Why are all those people doing all that burning and looting? Why? And why are they doing it in Atlanta and Los Angeles and New York? Because the lamestream media, as predicted by George Orwell so presciently, if they control the flow of information, they can control the public's thinking. So the death of one man at the hands of one poor cop, apparently, lousy cop, they, in the course of an arrest, that is now magnified. The media can take a small event, they can take a non-event, they can take something that never happened. This is what George Orwell wrote about in 1984. Emmanuel Goldstein, the imaginary leader of the imaginary enemy, led his imaginary army in imaginary battles that the public in Landing Strip 1, which was Great Britain, they got all furious and screaming and yelling in their minutes of hate every day, yelling at the screen, yelling at people that don't even exist over battles that were never fought. But the media, History of Truth, had such complete control over the flow of information into the minds, the eyes, and the ears of the people of Great Britain, renamed Landing Strip 1 in 1984, that they actually were raging and screaming and yelling, and they could have been easily gotten to riot or to burn buildings down. That's mind control. So the story is not the guy that got killed by a bad arrest, not the stores that got burned, not the people in the streets yelling and lighting cars on fire. That's neither of those are the story. The story is the controlled press that can make those things happen, that can control the minds of the public. That's the scary part. And that is what the president has been addressing for the last couple of days in his discussion about his executive order announced yesterday, that he would put an end to left-wing monopolization and censorship of free speech on what should be the public square of social media, websites, the internet, which is our public square. So the president is directly battling the real story here, which is not the guy on the ground getting a bad chokeout. And the notice the manipulation of emotion. In 1984, everybody standing around their telescreen, you know, their television of the forecast by George Orwell, their telescreen, which is a two-way viewer. It sees you and you see on it. Well, that's what we have now. Well, Zoom, you see it and it sees you. Orwell's got all of Orwell's predictions have come true. The 2 minutes of hate is every day people scream and yell at the telescreen. They scream and yell at the enemy. Well, that's the manipulation of emotion. So we're supposed to scream and yell at the horror, just the absolute horror. One guy who, I don't have no idea what the actual facts are. But like everyone else, what I've read is an arrest was being made, and a guy who was thought to have been committing a crime of passing a counterfeit bill, and they're making an arrest, and the arrest goes bad, goes haywire. Why they had him on the ground, I don't know. Why the guy was putting his knee on his neck, I don't know. Somebody's going to explain some of this in the course of trials that will come up, because the guy was charged with manslaughter, third-degree murder. The same guy who wasn't prosecuted by Amy Klobuchar when she was the district attorney of Hennepin County. Oh, my goodness, this created something of a headache for Amy Klobuchar. So nobody saw that one coming. But there you go. Now, I don't want to spend my whole show talking about this, because then I've just fallen into the very trap I'm describing. The big story. What are the big stories? The big story is Hong Kong. The big story is the Hong Kong flu. That's a story. And then Hong Kong itself. And the dictatorship of Red China, which has now got its jackboot talking about a putting a knee on a neck. They've got their jackboot on the necks of every single Hong Konger. That's a story. That's not one person. That's not a petty arrest for passing a fake $20 bill. That's a strangulation of a whole... How many people live in Hong Kong? 10 million? 5 million? It's a lot of people. And it's a very important city. And China's strangulation of Hong Kong, destruction of the freedom that the Hong Kongers had come to expect, having been a British colony for, how long was it? More than 100 years. They'd been a British colony. And they'd come to expect Anglo-Saxon standards of law, of due process, a court system. And then when Britain turned Hong Kong back over to Red China, it was a British possession. The British didn't have to turn it back over to Red China. In their treaty, the Red Chinese agreed to allow Hong Kong 50 years of autonomy. And maintaining their own government and that British system of law. Well, they came up about 30 years short here. They're pulling the chain and why are they doing it? Why are the Red Chinese doing it? Because Hong Kong is a thorn in their side. Hong Kong is the living proof that Red China is a totalitarian dictatorship. In the same way that Taiwan does the same things. Taiwan is Chinese people living in freedom. 25 million of them. Just across the Formosa Strait. These are the former nationalist Chinese, the former democratic or free or decent government of China that was expelled by Mao and his thugs, his terrorists. Oh, and there's a kind of a time coincidence there. 1948, I think, is the big year for Mao and his terrorist thugs. It's also the year that George Orwell wrote 1984, or published it. And least important fact of all, it's the year I was born, 1948. So the... what are the big stories? Well, let's go up here and look at... Let's look at the president's Twitter account. Let's look at, talk about a huge story that needs to be covered that the left wants to sweep under the rug. One reason they're doing not wall-to-wall nonstop coverage of people throwing bottles and screaming in Minneapolis, which is not a story. That's a manufactured story. That's one version of fake news. We have some real news, which is what William Barr is releasing and John Durham is releasing and Richard Grenell released. And the bombshell documents exposing the greatest crime in American history, the coup d'etat against Donald Trump while he was running, while the election was going on, and after he was elected, but before sworn in. And then after being sworn in, a coup d'etat was mounted against a president of the United States. That is treason. And it was run by a dude named, who's now pontificating, holier than thou, Barack Hussein Obama. Guilty of treason, ringleader of the coup d'etat against Donald Trump. And these documents establish that it wasn't just Peter Strzok. That would be bad enough. The head of counterintelligence within the FBI, that's bad enough. But there's more stench than that. Strzok wasn't even one of the top dogs. Well, he was a top dog. But he wasn't an initiator of this. This started at the top with Donald, with the Obama administration, Obama's attorneys general, Obama's secretaries of state, Obama's aides and cabinet, Obama's director of national intelligence, James Clapper, Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, Obama's FBI director, James Comey, all of them guilty of treason. That is a story. And of course, part of the job of fake news, you got two angles to it. One angle is create fake news, fabricate stories, which is what they've been doing against Donald Trump for all these years now. The other is to cover up, to memory hole actual, real news, real stories, make those go away. So it's a double-bladed sword there that the left wields. All right, let's take a look. I'm going to hit refresh here on the president's tweets. And I'm going to take a look at my calling board here. Let me just see who's anybody's calling in. Okay, I don't see anybody yet. 800-313-9443. The president's doing the right thing. On the Minnesota thing, he's letting the Democrats stew in their own juices. The mayor of Minneapolis is a left-wing creep named Fry. The governor of Minnesota is a creep. I saw him on TV today, named Waltz. One of the senators is a creep named Amy Klobuchar. This is a good approach. All of these riots and all of this black-white police versus screaming minorities that's going on is all occurring in Democrat-run big cities. All of it. Every bit of it. It's not occurring out. This part of America, for instance, that never got this coronavirus. What the hell is it? We don't have it here. What is it? When I talk to people, I say, do you know anybody who's sick? Do you know anybody who's heard of anybody who's sick? And so far, every person I've spoken with says no. So this is a Democrat city. The president's doing the right thing. Let the Democrats fry in their own grease with Mayor Fry of Minneapolis. These are their Democrat-run police departments, their Democrat cities, their judges, their jails. So let them stew in their own juices. Well done by the president. Don't get tangled up in this. The president says to us, revoke Section 230. That's the part of the, I think it was a 1997 or thereabouts law, which exempted people like Google and future platforms like Twitter and Facebook. It exempted them from the liability and the responsibility of being publishers, which is what they are. They proved to be. So they were left with no responsibility. They were left completely free of the regulation that compels people like the phone company to let everyone have free speech. And now, and the expectation was they would allow free speech. They're not doing it. They are, in fact, censoring. And so they need to be... They need to be throttled. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Here's a first, talking about the censorship. If you take a look down the president's Twitter account, here it is, the very first one. You know, you're reading his tweets, and then you come across one that's grayed out. The tweet's not grayed out, but in grayed out text, Donald Trump's tweet of 20 hours ago, Twitter has deleted his tweet. It says, this tweet violated the Twitter rules. The Twitter rules. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, the Twitter rules. About glorifying violence. However, Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's interest for the tweet to remain accessible. And so you can then view the tweet. You can actually look at the tweet. And the tweet in question, here, I'll look at it for you. The tweet in question says, this is one he did 20 hours ago. These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. any difficulty and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you. Now, that's a perfectly fine tweet. And by the way, however you would want to interpret it, the president explains it with a later tweet of his own saying that when looting starts, shooting follows. Shooting from whom? Okay, shooting from the thugs. But even if interpreted another way, that when looting starts, people like the National Guard start shooting or the police start shooting. Hey, that's fine with me. And that's fine with anybody in American history. I mean, what is police enforcement or National Guard or Army enforcement of a law? If, let's see, what are police who can't shoot? Well, they're not police. What are they? They become experts in kung fu or experts in knife work? No. They shoot guns. They carry guns. That's how they enforce the law. So if looting starts, yeah, well, yeah. Hey, you, put your hands up. Drop that Molotov cocktail. Hopefully drop it and then stand in it. But drop that Molotov cocktail. And hands up. And when, if the guy keeps throwing Molotov cocktails into stores and lighting cars on fire, yeah, open fire. Yes, the shooting starts. Nothing wrong with that. That's not glorifying violence, Twitter. The president just gave a talk, and he mentioned the fact that we're getting out of Afghanistan. It is his executive directive that we get out of Afghanistan as soon as possible, immediately. That's him. That's the president taking the army out. But presidents that take the army out can also put the army in. So would that be, if the president put out a tweet saying, we're going in, I'm going to send the army in to defend some group or some person or to defend some American interest, and we're going to, yes, they will be carrying guns, and they will be carrying ammunition, and they will be trained in how to load the ammunition into the guns, and guess what? Yes, they will, depending on how things go, they will have occasion to sight down those barrels and shoot those guns at people. Yes, at people, not at targets. Is that glorifying violence, Twitter? So a president who says we're going to defend the nation, when the president says we will have border guards, border patrol, will have the power, the authority, they do now, to shoot people on the border. Well, they're only doing it when they're assaulted. But yes, that, is that glorifying violence? Should the border patrol be disarmed according to the masters of the universe at Twitter? So there you go. Anyway, there you go. That they actually deleted a tweet from their most popular tweeter and the one they hate the most. So you were there. You saw it. Let's just see what else is what else is cooking here at the top of the Trump Twitter account. Here was the president's explanation. I'll get to that right after this break at our halfway point. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald Big John Trump, John. That is.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town.
We're back, folks.
All alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said hi.
Well, he's not kind of quiet, not kind of shy. But he is big and bad. You know, looking around at the headlines here on Breitbart, there's some pretty bad headlines. Here's the story. If you want to talk about ethnicity, crime, racial crime, and so on, one of the stories in Britain, which is the nearest and dearest nation to us of European heritage, the one you could call the mother country of the United States of America, they have had this business of gangs of Pakistani men and other what are called South Asian men terrorizing young white girls all over Britain by the thousands. getting them hooked on drugs, beating them, raping them, and using them as the victims of rape and prostitution in what are called grooming gangs. Thousands upon thousands of white girls and the largest ethnic group, Pakistani men. Now, the incredible story is this. This goes to the fundamental question that Donald Trump was asking in his speech in Budapest in, was it July of 2017, in front of the, in Krasinski Square, in front of the memorial there to Warsaw, because these are Polish freedom fighters. Of course, in Warsaw, Krasinski Square, and thousands of Poles paying rapt attention to the president, even though he's speaking in a foreign language, they were applauding at the right times. They were understanding him. He was speaking in front of the memorial to the Polish freedom fighters who fought in the Warsaw. They had to fight both the Russians coming from the east and the Germans from the west. And they died by the thousands, abandoned, really. The president said, the question is, do we have the will to defend our civilization? He nailed it right there. Do we have the will to defend our civilization? And the grooming gangs story in Britain would indicate that we don't. Because the police departments actively covered up, this brings in kind of a police angle to it while we're on the subject, the police departments in all over Britain actively covered up the rape of their own children that was going on, their own white 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. And refused to investigate, refused to publicize. They were acting really like the protection racket for these rape gangs. Then once the public outrage reached a sufficient fury, and some of it got into the news, and the news media, the newspapers, the TV stations, they were complicit. They were part of the cover-up, just as it is here in America today. The deep state, the Democrats, the media, the same gang in Britain that we have here, just different names. They don't call them Democrats in Britain, just different names. So, but these people have still not been punished. They're still walking around Britain. And the story I'm looking at is one talking about Pakistani men who served light prison sentences, reduced light prison sentences, even those who were convicted should have been execution or life in prison without parole and deportation. Anyway, deportation was part of their order, but they're not being deported. They're walking around amongst all these, their victims out on the street, and their victims are going, oh my God, I just saw, you know, here's the names of three of them. Just so you get the flavor here. Three of these guys that these girls had to see on the street. Let's see, who were the three? Let me find the names here. Kari Abdul Rauf, Abdul Aziz, and Adil Khan. They're still walking around free in the streets. Nobody's doing anything about it. Moral of the story, we don't have the will to defend our civilization. If you can't defend your children from rape, and you can't defend your borders from an invasion by millions of Pakistanis who flagrantly, blatantly, sneeringly take your young girls, you don't have the guts to survive. you don't have the will to defend your civil. That is the question. So, and that's the question, of course, facing us on November 3rd. Do we have the will to defend our civilization? And Donald Trump offers us a very, very Donald Trump versus creepy Joe Biden. Boy, I'll tell you what. Gee whiz. Nobody could say, wow, I wasn't sure which one of these two candidates wanted to defend Western civilization. I couldn't decide which one. No. It's, if you vote for Joe Biden, hey, you're like those police departments in England covering up for the Pakistani grooming gangs. And so it's a test for us. Donald Trump, you know, well, he asked the question, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? Well, the fact that he is asking the question, remember, that was back in July of 2017. That's almost 3 years ago. The fact that he's asking the question, of course, points to the reality that he certainly is. He certainly does have the guts and the will. And that's why he's asking the question of us. And if we don't reelect him, well, we failed. Not you personally, not each of us personally, but boy, if Joe Biden beats Donald Trump, man, did we fail. Woo! Ouch. All righty, let's see. Let's take a look. I always need to refresh because there's so many times I end the show and then I look up to my Trump Twitter account and I go, I just missed a tweet, you know, 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago. But I didn't this time. He said, here's a tweet. He quotes Maria Bartiromo. She's one of the good ones. The president has been targeted by Twitter. And then the president writes, that's a quote of Maria Bartiromo. Then he says, what about all of the lies and fraudulent statements made by Adam Schiff and so many others on the Russian witch hunt? ++? Question mark. What about China's propaganda? Whose mistakes? That is the World Health Organization. No flags? As he's saying to Twitter, no flags on all of that? No flags on all those lies, all that fraud, all that criminality? Of course not. The president tweets, he says earlier today, Twitter is doing nothing about all of the lies and propaganda being put out by China or the radical left Democrat Party. They have targeted Republicans, conservatives, and the president of the United States. Section 230 should be revoked by Congress, and then until then, it will be regulated. And he says, he quotes Judge Jeanine Pirro, one of the good ones, quote, regulate Twitter if they are going to start regulating free speech, unquote. And of course, she's someone very cognizant of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, due process. She's a judge. She's an attorney. She's a prosecutor. Then the president comments, well, as they have just proven conclusively, that's what they are doing. And they just deleted one of the president's tweets. Here's another important story. This is one we have to worry about for November 3rd. Mail-in voting, or what do they call it? Vote by mail, and it's more properly called cheat by mail. Mail-in voting, and this is all caps. The whole tweet is all caps, and he ends it with 3! So this is a fire in the president's book. Mail-in voting will lead to massive fraud and abuse. It will also lead to the end of our great Republican Party. That's a pretty strong statement there, folks. We can never let this tragedy befall our nation. Then he comments, a big mail-in victory in Texas court today. Congratulations. The That was a Texas court delivered a blow against the left, which was arguing, oh, we have to have mail-in voting because of the virus. Oh, the germs, the cooties. Oh, I can't go to a polling place. I'll get cooties all over me. Well, the Texas Supreme Court said, to hell with that. To hell with that BS. You know, if you can go to, look at the hypocrisy of these liberals. The big box stores are all open. They've all been open all the time. They're all packed with people. But you can't open a polling place. I mean, you know, a polling place? What? You can't open a small business or a small store. These are places with far fewer people, far less traffic, far less intimacy and contact. But the big box stores, oh, that's fine. That's fine. What the hell? What is this? Of course we can go vote with a paper ballot. And the president's right. When you get to mail-in voting, when you get to complete computer voting, when you get to voting by phone, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. His way of saying it is, that will be the end of our great Republican Party. And that he's right. It will be. If you're a permanently minority party, if we lose the Senate on November 3rd and the House, we've already lost the House. Thank you, Paul Ryan, you piece of crap. And notice, by the way, you know, we talked about this in the last show. There was this great Dan Bongino tweet in which he referred to, he played a Tucker Carlson piece which blew the roof, blew the doors off of Lindsey Graham and Trey Gowdy. These are people we all want to think are, you know, loyal. These are on our team. These are champions of our team. But Tucker Carlson looks at the facts, and Bongino looks at the facts. In the U.S. Senate, nothing has happened. There's no investigation. Lindsey Graham endorsed Bob Mueller. Trey Gowdy endorsed Bob Mueller. They both said Bob Mueller is the highest caliber guy. Unimpeachable. Ethically. And they won't investigate. They won't subpoena anybody. So what's going on? Trey got out of Dodge. He quit Congress. He was a committee chairman. He ran like Paul Ryan. Also getting out of Dodge. I think these guys knew what they were about and what they were doing. Wanted to leave the scene of the crime. Lindsey Graham is so power hungry, he can't leave the scene of the crime. He's got it. He's mainlining all the way. Okay. Let's find another winner of a tweet here. Well, let's hear. Here's a short clip from the president. Let's listen to him. This is a tweet he put up.
Finally, I'm directing my administration to develop policies and procedures to ensure taxpayer dollars are not going in any social media company that repress free speech. The government spends billions of dollars on giving them money. They're rich enough, so we're going to be doing none of it or very little of it. As president, I'll not allow the American people to be bullied by these giant corporations. Many people have wanted this to be done by presidents for a long time. And now we're doing it, and I'm sure they'll be doing a lawsuit, and I'm also sure that we're going to be going for legislation in addition to this, and the legislation will start immediately. And I tell you, I've been called by Democrats that want to do this, and so I think you could possibly have a bipartisan situation, but we're fed up with it, and it's unfair, and it's been very unfair. Finally, I'm direct.
Yeah, well, of course, anytime he mentions that we might have some bipartisan possibilities here, of course, he's whistling past the graveyard. I don't blame him for doing that. He's, you know, it ain't going to happen. He's right. The Democrat Party, the demon rat party is long, long gone. It's not a liberal party anymore. It's a left-wing Marxist social justice warrior Saul Alinskyite party. We've only got one patriot brand left in the U.S., Republican. We'll be right back for our last segment after this break. If you want to get in a call, I can squeeze you in. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying so-and-so.
You lying so-and-so. Hey, well, you know, Dan Bongino, he did this video. I mean, I don't know if he did the video, but he posted it. Donald Trump retweeted it. I'm reading it off of the Trump Twitter account. And it's, let's find it here. I'm just going to play it for you. It's It's only 2 minutes long, so we've got just enough time to get it in. Donald Trump put this up. Dan Bongino posted it. Bongino's comment was, finally, enough of this bullshit. So here it is.
Anybody who trusts the government anymore, there's a reason for that. And by the way, it's not just Democrats you should blame. The vast majority of the Russian collusion investigation occurred during the first 2 years of this administration. Who ran the government then? At the time, Republicans controlled both houses of Congress and every single committee by definition. They had the power to expose this hoax and to shut it down, but they did not.
And meanwhile, while he was speaking, Tucker Carlson was showing video clips of Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Trey Gowdy, and one other. Here we go back to it.
Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and Richard Burr and so many of the other useless Senate Republicans. Total phonies. They didn't really do anything.
Richard Burr, he is calling Don Trump Jr. back.
Senator Burr, who's well-respected, he doesn't want...
Now, that was somebody on The View. That horrible show, The View... Richard Burr, he's very respected by these left-wing creeps.
Would you like to? He wants to get to the bottom of what happened.
Republican Senator Richard Burr had served the president's son with a subpoena. Can you explain why the Republican would want to do that?
Gowdy disputes Trump's spy claim.
No, I think Gowdy's appearance was disgraceful. According to...
Now, that's Dan Bongino's voice you just heard. I think Gowdy's appearance was disgraceful. Bongino's been telling... He's been calling it here. No BS from Bongino.
Gowdy, the FBI ran it by the book, how the Americans would have wanted them to run the investigation. Really? Give me a break.
You said I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what Americans would want them to do.
There was no spy.
Now, those questions are being asked of Trey Gowdy, looking very guilty.
Have you seen any evidence of that?
I have not. I would think you would want the FBI to find out whether or not there was any validity to what those people were saying. The FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do.
He said...
The FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do. That's Trey Gowdy talking on CNN. He's not on our team.
The FBI did exactly what we should want them to do.
The number one question I get asked from...
Now, this is Matt Gaetz. He is on our team.
Americans is
why no one has gone to jail and been held accountable.
It was Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy that wouldn't give us that subpoena power. We didn't send out a single subpoena.
We're gonna run out of time to finish this classic, but we'll resume where we left off on Sunday. We come back here at 4 to 6 p.m. here in the Trump Clubhouse. Let's see what excitement the president generates in the next 48 hours. See you then.
Don't stop believing.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.